Then, you're walked into the stall first, moving past her because your attendant leads you, and there is no question of following. On the other hand, you do strain toward her slightly. You find yourself positioned at the back of a stall, different from the ones you were milked in, a single, wide, steel stall with padded floors. The girl is led in after you, to a padded table like the one you were laid upon earlier. And with straps, she is buckled into place. This leaves you behind her, able to see her dripping wetness, her spread legs, and she spread them automatically to get in position. She's probably been here before. The attendant hooks suction cups to her nipples, explaining why she was not clamped like the other girls. Her mouth opens, contorting a grin, and then a loud mmm, almost a moo, a groan of pleasure, vacant, loud, and carrying. Your attendant then turns her attention to you. Now, stud, it's time for you to fill her up. Let's get you ready, though. She's been trained with some pretty big toys. You're gonna need to come as hard as possible, as long as possible, and get her nice and full. Now, of course, we'll milk you out, and we use that, but we're gonna do it natural cover this time, so just relax. She reaches under and cups your balls in her hand, rolling them between her fingers. Bigger, stud, she says, and you feel them bulging outward, virile and full of your cum, unstoppably pulsing and sending little droplets from the tip of your cock. Her other hand runs up your back. Your leash has been tethered to a peg nearby, but she brushes it as she grips your collar. Her other hand moves away from the balls and takes your length, the entire shaft pulsing and moving against her hand. Longer, stud, she says, and you feel yourself expanding to feel her hand growing. Longer and longer, thicker than normal, she grasps it and begins pumping you.